Where's Mark so I can use your flag for the pledge?
I'm here at 6:05 PM.
There you are. Okay. So let's say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
United States of America.
One nation, under God,
indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Sad. Okay. I'll do the official roll call then. Please answer when I call your name. Ray Bowers.
Here.
I got it.
Good.
Judy, I got it.
What you got? Oh, you're here. Yeah, would you take the roll? I'm sorry, Louise. I'm just usurping here. I apologize. Yeah. I'm used to doing it. Go for it.
I'm going.
Go ahead, Louise. Call the roll.
That feels
I'm ready.
Only 6 o'clock.
Mr. Bowers.
Here.
Mr. Butler. Mr. Butler.
He's there.
There.
Okay. Mr. Carlone.
Present.
Mr. Coppola.
Here.
Mr. Forte.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Here.
Mr. Malerba.
Here.
Here.
Here, yep.
Ms. Pertosa. Mr. Palastro. And Ms. Sebchik.
I'm here. Okay.
Got 8 right now.
All right, thank you, Liz. If anybody does have to duck out, be it our father or our Brian at work, tell me if you have to leave the room. I got to make sure that we keep a quorum at all times, okay?
Okay.
And if anybody comes in, if you see whoever's admitting people, who is that, Mark maybe? Or?
Yes.
Sam, show up. Would you please warn me?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public tonight who wishes to speak? Is there anyone from the public?
Hello? Hello? Jim? This is Jim Gilday.
Looks yes. Like hey, Jim. Did you want to speak?
Hi, how are you? I would, if I could, for a second.
What's your address, Jim?
I live at 11 Academy Hill Road, Derby, Connecticut.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I've been certainly following the work of the tax board. I would say the same thing I said this year as I said previous years, that certainly it's a difficult task to try to move a city forward and to be cognizant and aware of all the different stakeholders that live within the city. And so I will say, as a father, as a taxpayer, as a person who participates, his children participate in public school, but somebody who's just lived here my whole life, I think this was an incredibly responsible budget. In fact, I think it was one of perhaps the most responsible budgets I've seen in quite some time. And that's no criticism towards other years. I know each year you're faced with different challenges. So I certainly wanted to be remiss if I would be remiss if I did not come here to thank every one of you for the difficult job that you have, the difficult job that you face. And most importantly, I wanted you to know that there were people such as me who follow the work that you do and think that you've done an amazing job this year, a very responsible job. I thank you for your efforts and I thank you for your responsibility. And again, just wanted to thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Last call. Anyone else from the public? Okay, I'm going to close the public portion. So, Louise, hold on. Just hang on. Don't get your underwear in a knot here, Louise. Don't put that in the minute, please. So. Don't put that in the minutes. That would be awkward.
And my underwear in a knot? No, I won't put that in. Go ahead.
I'm sure many of the things I say would be awkward. So I can't stop myself. Okay. I am up here looking at where'd you go? is illegal. Register of voters. What seems to be the issue?
Well, that money that you took away.
Where did we take away?
Let me look at the sheets that I
have. This is what I got for your department. We haven't taken away, so maybe we have to make a
Keith added the primary back in for me because at the time we didn't have any decision when I put the budget together. But there's a line item for registrar's extra work.
Yep.
And you minus out 850. We get paid 850 for each, whatever, whether it's a primary election, and you took away the primary. You didn't put that 850 in, which is probably my fault. I didn't tell Keith. So we could always do it later, I guess. I don't know.
I'm gonna get demerits for this one.
I know.
I will put that in before we start our voting then, since that is a correction, okay? Bing.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
And screw up your number.
Bam. I put it in red so I remember which ones we changed. All right, is there anything else we need to look at before we start the voting? Any other things that might be incorrect or we left out? We have a question on. Is everybody?
Judy, are we going to go line by line?
We're going to go department by department. Yeah, just like every year.
Right. Just like every year. Okay. So we could have questions while this goes on also, correct?
Oh, yeah, because I will always say, do I hear a motion to blah, blah. And here's the important part. When I say, do I hear a motion, let's start with the mayor's office just for kicks. I will say, do I hear a motion to approve the, wait a minute, I gotta make sure I have the counter and see. Okay, do I have a motion to allot 188,761 to the mayor's office account, department 1100. You guys are gonna notice, do you notice over on your right? I can't see this because I'm sharing my screen, unfortunately. Over on the right, do you see your names and do you see that you have a little button that says raise hand? Does everybody see that from the board?
Oh, no, I don't.
You don't have a raise hand?
Where is it again, Judy?
I don't see it either.
Oh, you have to press participant.
The screen, I'll have to explain it because since I'm sharing the screen, I can't see it.
If you press participants at the bottom of the screen.
Yep.
It'll show up on the right-hand side of your screen with all the names of the participants.
Right, but I don't see any hand at the bottom of my screen.
Oh, I see it now.
That Rose?
Let me see. I'm trying to fix this up here.
If you just tap on your name, it'll pop up to say raise hand.
Oh, okay, I see now.
Come on, raise and share. So everybody should see. I can't see this, unfortunately, Keith. Well, I'm doing it. So you guys are gonna. I'm gonna be driving blind here. Okay.
Mark, can you see it?
I don't see it.
I don't see the hand.
I'm trying to get.
Yeah,
you just call the roll. If you just, why don't you just call the roll if there's opposition? You know what I'm saying?
If you go to participants, all the names drop down. If you tap on your name, it'll give you the choice to raise your hand.
Well, we could. I mean, Robert's rules allows us, I believe, to do a reverse vote, and that might be the most appropriate here. I asked, do I hear a motion to? But so somebody does have to make the motion and they have to tell me who it is for Louise's benefit. Then I'll ask for a second, same thing. But then I can say, any opposed, please raise your hand.
All right, but now don't connect to the audio.
Okay. What do you mean?
Did you call in on the phone?
He's not. He's talking to somebody else.
Yeah, I understand.
Mark.
Yes.
Can we do a yes. trial? Yeah.
Hold on, I gotta fix my.
I don't understand. Hold on, please. I don't understand why you just can't vote like you normally vote. If it's unanimous, you just move on. If it's a question, that we have to indicate the votes. So we have to say who voted what way. So it just if there's going to be opposition, you could just vote by roll call vote.
No, I understand that. I just have to be sure if I have to hear that people have heard the question. You know what I'm saying? I guess we can do that. We can try that. Yeah, we can go by voice, and then we'll say any opposed, and if I hear anybody at all, at that point, we do the roll call. You want to try that? That sound the best?
That'll work.
Hang on, I got to modify my spreadsheet here. Tad, I got too many columns that we don't need for this. I'll go faster if I'm not slipping back and forth here. Okay, I'm good now. What is that for? Oh, that's a delta. Okay, so let's try this again then. It'll be a first. It's gonna be so much fun. Everybody psyched? Right. Let me see. This is not what I want to see on the screen. I'm showing you my dogs. This is just wrong. Sorry. Never mind. Don't look at that. It was dogs. Where did my text word go? There it is. All right. This would be more appropriate than dogs. Okay. So we all got it. So I will ask for the motion. I'll give the amount in the department. When you say, I make a motion, please state your name, first name or last name. And then when you second it the same, I'll ask for the vote. I'm not going to pay much attention to the ayes, but please say something so I'll know you heard. And then I'll ask if any opposed. If I hear nothing, it's going to pass. If I hear any opposition, we'll ask for the roll call by Louise, okay?
Yep.
We got it?
Yeah.
Then I would say, just to be modern, I'm going to say let's kick it then. Okay, all right. So do I hear a motion to adopt $188,761 for the mayor's office, department 1100?
I make a motion. This is Mike Gray.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I'll second it, it's Rob.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. I will also ask you for discussion. I apologize on that one. Do I hear a motion to approve $6,094 for the probate court, department 1200?
This is Brian Capullo. I have to bow, I apologize, I'll return.
Okay.
I'll make the motion. Okay. This is Mike.
Okay. I'll second the motion. Carlo.
Second by Carlo. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Do I hear a motion to approve $4,000 for the Finance Committee, Department 1201?
So moved.
Aye. Who was that?
Is that Chris?
That was Chris. Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Motion by Chris. Second?
I'll second, Mike.
Second by Mike. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
You opposed? Motion carries. Okay, for the town clerk, department 1300, do I hear a motion to approve a budget of $231,357?
So moved, Carlo.
Motion by Carlo.
Got it.
Rob, I'll second it.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. For the
Madam Chair.
Yes.
The record should reflect that Ms. Pertoso is in the meeting as well.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, Rose. Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve a budget of $63,503 for our Register of Voter Department 1500?
Aye.
What was that number?
Chris. Okay. Chris said aye.
Hi, Chris.
Ray will second it.
Hi, Ray. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
I didn't.
Any opposed?
I didn't get who made the motion.
Chris.
Chris moved it. I'll say that too again. Chris made the motion and Rose. Oh, no.
I got it.
Judy.
Yeah.
Judy, please, I think, Madam Chair, if I may, if
yes.
Probably to be a little more efficient, if you can just repeat who said, if the people don't say their name, for you to say it, otherwise I think it'd be more confusing.
Okay. I didn't get the final number on that one.
63,503.
And Louise, the meeting's being recorded, so unless there's a change,
no.
you should have all those numbers already.
Hey, hon, I know, just want to double check.
All right, thank you. We're going to move on to legal services. Do I hear a motion to approve the budget of $235,500 for Department 1600?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, motion by Mike. Do I hear a second?
Rose, second it.
Second by Rose. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Department 1700 IT. I'm assuming that means information technology. Do we have a motion to approve a budget of $101,000?
I'll make the motions, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
I'll second, Mike.
Second by Mike. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed?
Aye.
No opposed? Okay. For the Treasurer's Office, Department 2100, do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $62,000?
I'll make that in the form of a motion.
Motion by Carlo.
Second, Chris.
Second by Chris. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. For insurance.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Just so the record is to reflect that Mr. Palastro has entered the meeting.
Yay! Thank you, Sam. So nice of you to come by. Good. So for insurance purposes, Department 2200. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $564,566?
So moved, Mike Ray.
Motion by Mike.
Second by Ray.
Second by Ray. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. For retirement, which is Department 2300, do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $850,000?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
By Rose.
I'll second, Rob.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Our next one is employee benefits, Department 2400. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $7,030,400?
So moved, Carlo.
Motion by Carlo.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. She won. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. Somebody's beeping their horn. I'm going to go slap them. Okay, for Department 2500, our finance department, do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $235,551?
I'll make the motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
I'll second. Rob.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Okay, our next one would be payroll taxes, Department 2600. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $514,333?
I'll make the motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second by Chris.
Chris, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Our tax collector, Department 2800, do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $132,368?
So moved, Carlo.
Motion by Carlo.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Department 2900, our assessor, do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $123,080?
I'll make a motion, Mike.
Okay, I see Mike.
Second, Carlo.
And Carlo. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
For the Auxiliary Police Department 3000, do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $16,821?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, motion by Rose.
I'll second it, Rob.
Rob, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
I'm going to recuse myself from vote on the police.
Okay, did you hear that, Luis? Sam Pilastro is recusing himself. And we have actually have 10 people right now. Brian is in and out, so we're good. Did I get a motion on that one?
Yeah, you did.
Was there any opposed?
No.
Motion carries. For the police department, which is number 3100, do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $3,966,513?
I'll make the motion, Mike.
By Mike.
I'll second by Rose.
Are you going to recuse yourself as well, Sam?
Yes.
Okay, Sam is recusing himself. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Fire department is Department 3200. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $325,880?
I'll make the motion. It's Rob.
By Rob.
I'll second Chris.
Second by Chris. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Hey, Judy?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Sam recused himself on two of those, but you don't have Brian Coppola. Do you have
I have 10 people in the room. And
okay.
Yeah, I mean, Brian is sort of it.
Okay.
But I have 9
others. Wanted to be sure.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you, though, for checking, Luis. Next is our Department of Emergency Management. It's 3300. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $14,350?
I'll make that as a motion.
Motion by Carlo.
Second by Chris.
Second by Chris. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Our Fire Marshal, Department 3400, do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $115,648?
I'll make the motion, Mike.
648 or 468?
648, I have. 648, I may have said it wrong. So 6-4-8. Motion by Mike.
I'll second the motion.
For Carlo. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Public hydrants, Department 3600, do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $255,838?
I'll make the motion, Sam.
Motion by Sam.
I'll second.
By Rob. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, now we have Department 3700 Miscellaneous Capital. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $644,468?
Make the motion, Sam.
Motion by Sam.
I'll second, Mike.
And by Mike. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Next we have our Highway Department, also known as Public Works, Department 4100. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $1,736,672?
I'll make that in a motion.
Motion by Carlo.
I'll second, Mike.
Second by, who was there?
Mike.
Mike, second by Mike. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Judy, I have to recuse myself on that one.
Okay, we're still good. Thank you. That was Chris who recused himself.
Yes.
Luis.
Got it.
Okay, now we have City Electricity Department 4200. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $470,100?
I'll make the motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second.
Second by Carlo. Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Our next department is sanitation, number 4300. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $1,285,828?
I'll make a motion. This is Ray.
Motion by Ray.
I'll second.
Second by Rose. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Was there an opposition? Nope. Okay. Motion passes. Now we have our Parks, Recreation, and Community. That's Department 5100. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $231,609?
I'll make the motion.
By Rose.
I'll second it, Rob.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Then we have our new, should be called. So this is the Parks, Recreation, and Ryan Complex. The Payton Field House, this is Department 5200. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $57,901?
I'll make the motion, Sam.
Motion by Sam.
Second, Ray.
By Ray. Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Mission
passed. Judy, I'm not sure if I have to recuse myself from that because we do some work down there.
No.
Okay.
Get any of that money. So you have a salary anyway, right? So
yeah,
wages, whatever. But if you start running around on the field, like playing ball or something, then, you know, maybe next time we'll look at that. Next we have Health Services, Department 5400. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $319,189?
So moved.
Motion by Carla.
Second by Chris.
Second by Chris. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Chris. We're just scooting right along here. Next is our library, Department 5500. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $527,764?
So moved.
Motion by Carlo.
Second.
Second by Rose.
Second by Sam, I think, beat you to it. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Cemetery is Department 5600. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $600?
I'll make the motion.
I think that was Chris.
Well, then I'll second it. Rose.
Rose seconds it. Okay. Sometimes you guys are like, it's like a tie almost. So, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. We have our building department, building inspector, 6100. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $157,559?
Make that motion, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
I'll second.
Who was that?
Carlo.
Carlo, your name didn't show. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Now we've got our community development, Department 6300. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $153,278?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose?
Yes.
Do I have a second?
Second by Chris.
Second by Chris.
I have a question.
Okay, discussion? Yes, go ahead.
Did we figure out if the 75 was worth putting in under the matching grant portion? Because we kept going back and forth on, is it worth putting in because it is the right amount, or is it going to be enough to get a grant that we're looking for? Do you have any guidance from Andrew or the mayor's office on that?
I think when we talked to, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think when we talked to Carmen, and I think Drew was there at the time too, the kind of grants they had, it sounded like they would require more, but we thought we would seed this, starting with 75, and then it can fall back, you know, and we can start accumulating a little bit more for grants going forward. I think we're all good with that. They originally had asked for 100, so we actually went down to 75 just to get a little bit of a break this first time. Does that sound like what everybody remembers? Keith, do you want to add your 2 cents?
The constitutes, we're not going to be able to go out to the $300,000 grants that have matching.
Yeah.
So the approach was to put in a smaller number because it's not reimbursable money. I mean, this is our match for what we have to spend, and the state matches it. Mm-hmm. So I think where they were coming from was at least we could go for some low lying fruit with this amount and not go for the $200,000 or $300,000. We may never use it, right? So it would have to still go through the mayor's office, and then if it's a grant, it's going to have to get approved through other people. So it's just going to get us possibly something. We may not even use it if we can't get something for a match.
Okay.
The placeholder was the approach to maybe we'll get something from it.
Okay. And then if we don't use it this coming budget year, and we renew it, then they'll be able to move up from this year to like get it a little bit bigger, right? So does that answer? Is that cool, Carlo?
Yep, sounds. I just wanted to make sure that that was the approach, just to confirm that.
Okay, all right.
And it was just one other question, Judy.
Okay, another question?
If it's not more procedural-wise, if it's not going to be used or might not necessarily be used, should we put in the special working balance instead, or it doesn't matter?
Well, the problem with that, Carl, is if it has to be used quickly and it's in between meetings, then we have a problem. You know, if we use it, why don't we just agree we'll tell you, just like we do with the Board of Ed's money, you know?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, so all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you for the question, Carla. Now we have flood control, Department 6400. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $9,500?
Make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Second.
Second.
I saw Sam's name pop up first. Second by Sam. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Planning and Zoning Commission, Department 6500. Do I hear a motion to give them a budget of $100?
Motion by Sam.
Motion by Sam.
I'll second by Rob.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Whoa, where'd I go? I went the wrong way. Next is Inland Wetlands Commission, Department 6510, and do I hear a motion to accept their budget of $190?
So move.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rob.
Second by Chris.
Second by Chris. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Now we have got Senior Center. That's Department 6800. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $210,057?
Chris, so moved.
Second, Sam.
Second by Chris, second by Sam. Any discussion?
Judy. Just a quick question again, sorry.
Sure, no, it's okay, that's fine.
Is there a reason why the assistant executive director went up almost 7,000, yet the executive director stayed the same? Is there a mistake there, or why that increases so much?
Well, what it was, Carl, if I was wrong, Judy, the salaries for the current year are not properly reflecting their contractual salaries, because remember they started after the fiscal year started.
Okay.
So these salaries for next year reflect their current wages, and we eliminate the,
membership coordinator.
Yeah. So that kind of, some of those dollars shifted upward to the assistant, but Carlo, the 2021 are real full year numbers. The current 1920 were not what they hired those people at, but we also didn't have a full year with them. So it didn't look like it was upside down.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
But from here on out, we should expect to see that just the normal bump that they might be eligible for. Any other questions on this? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Now we have the parking division. This is a pass-through, Department 6900. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $135,690?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Rose? Motion by Rose? Yes.
I'll second, Chris.
I'll second.
Second by Chris. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Very good. Now we have our favorite, bonded indebtedness, Department 7100. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget? $2,777,016.
I'll make a motion, it's Ray.
Motion by Ray.
I'll second it, Rob.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? My gosh. Was that somebody blowing their nose? That was very strange. Okay, motion passes. LOSIP funds, Department 7200. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $126,800?
Make the motion, Mike.
Second by Mike.
Second by Sam.
Second by Sam. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We've got City Hall Maintenance, Department 8100. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $344,541?
Make the motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second, Ray.
By Ray. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Next, we've got the citywide agencies, Department 8200. Your motion to accept the budget of $229,485.
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Second by Rob.
Any discussion?
I have a quick question on that as well.
Sure.
In their discussion with about the senior center, we were talking about how the Valley Transit isn't really working out for us. So I was wondering if the $10,000 is a requirement we have to give or not.
No, that was what she spends for her travel if she would, you know, use them as is. I mean, when you say, do we have to pay it? If we don't use them anymore, it would go away. But we do use them, and that's what we pay.
So the center is not the only user of them, correct? Or is that?
That line is only for use for the seniors.
Oh, it is just for the seniors?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's a flat rate?
I have to check what it was last year. I don't remember if it was exactly 10 or not.
Yeah, because I mean, Carla makes a good point. Because if we now have our own van and our own driver, maybe we only use them half as much as we used to. Maybe it shouldn't be quite so much. I think that'd be worth looking into before we take the final vote.
Yeah, well, if you could adopt that tonight, and we'll come back to you, Carla, between now and Monday.
Thank you, and Judy. If you remember, the conversation was that they run between times that aren't very conducive for the seniors as well. That's why the whole. We got the bus and driver situation.
Right. What they needed to do, these people weren't available for those times. So that's why they're going out. I did the wrong one there. Sorry. I was close. I was really close, but I didn't quite hit it. Okay, let me make a note there. I don't like that. That's just not quite dark enough. Ashy enough. Wow. There we go. Keith will verify amount. Okay. So any other questions on the on this department? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you for that, Carlo. I thought that a lot of other places also used them. I didn't realize it was just for the seniors. Now we have Citywide Fuel, Department 8300. Do I hear a motion to accept the balance, the budget of $150,000?
I'll make a motion, Ray.
Okay, motion by Ray.
Second, Mike.
Second by Mike. Any discussion?
Yes, did we ever get a discount on that or no? Or are they still in negotiations with that?
Well, we're not going to get a, what do you mean a discount? We're going to use the spot market.
Since the gas prices are lower now.
Yeah, that's one element in the composition of the equation. The equation is usage, number of gallons, and price per gallon. And we're leaving it flat because we know we've had a light winter. And we have not been using vehicles the same number of miles we did in prior years. So what we agreed, Ed and I, was going to leave the number flat. Like they lock in on the per gallon price. Then hedge on what we use for number of gallons. Because this year we definitely were skewed. We have not used fuel the way we used in the past.
Okay. You know when that's going to be, Keith?
Any day. We're meeting with East River hopefully in the next 2 weeks because we're trying to resolve the fuel for this year. And then we'll decide if we're going with Ansonia. So it should be any day now. It won't be by Monday.
Yeah. It's kind of like when you buy gas for your house, fuel for your house. It depends on when you order. You know, sometimes you wish you would have waited. Sometimes you wish you would have ordered it sooner because the prices go up and down. So. A little bit of that going on, too. Any other questions on the fuel?
And Keith, we going with other cities on that, right? There are a bunch of other places?
Yeah, East River is the vendor, and it's a consortium price. And I want to say, I think it's 110 towns are with them. So we are pulled in scale with other towns.
Okay. Anything else, guys? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. We're going to skip the budget working balance until the last because we'll have to change it to modify anything else. It fluctuate a tad. City Engineer Department, 8,600. Come back here. Bam. Okay. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $117,000?
Make a motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second
by Ray. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Board of Education, this is Department 9100. Go ahead, a motion to accept the budget of $19,297,316.
Make the motion, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Second by Ray. Any discussion?
I just have a few questions for this as well.
Sure.
Just to confirm if Dr. Conway is available, if that's possible.
Sure. I think I saw him on.
I think they have a Board of Ed meeting.
Dr. Conway just went to the Board of Ed meeting. I'm still here.
Okay. Would Mark be okay for you, Carlo?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Carlo has a question for you.
Go ahead, sir.
Can you just remind us of the actual amount of your budget that is going towards wages, the increase in wages?
$640,000 is going to wages.
But just no new wages though, because I think
No. So my budget. Good point. My budget was $640,000 ask, but $40,000 that was new that you all said we should take out. So it's really $600,000 now.
And how much is that from increase from last year?
Let's see, it would have been 5.4%. So hold on, I gotta take out 640, so it'd be 600,000 on 11937, about 5%.
I
gotta remember, you have to remember though, we're adding in, you know, last year you guys we were flatlined, so, and I continue to increase my salary, so.
What was your salary line for last year, if you don't mind?
What was my ask last year?
No, your actual.
My actual, I'm still rolling it up now, but I'm going to be right on budget. I'm going to be right at about 12,095 and 482. So roughly around 12,600. Sorry. 11,937. That's with FICA in there.
Were you there that night, Carlo, when we kind of did the calculation? Because we could go back over that. I think what we did, we took their entire ask.
We we subtracted 100,000 out of it or something like that.
We took 380 out because we were anticipating that as a refund for the transportation and special ed.
Correct.
And of that, what was left over, we further reduced it, I believe, by 39,000.
39, correct, Judy.
Yeah, my tax budget, what's up?
So I believe that number should reflect their ask minus 380,000, and then minus another 39,000.
Minus 39, that's correct.
Yeah, that's what we've got there.
And for your grants that are coming from the state, have those grants increased or will increase?
Yes, Carla, right now, I think we're looking at, you know, it's hard to say right now, but based upon what we're seeing an increase of a couple hundred thousand in Alliance grants, but some of the entitlement grants because of the formulas may be going down. So probably net for next year. So we'll be able to continue the programs that we started this year.
Okay. Now, if you go down, Judy, to the grant line for excess costs, that's up to 300,000, and that would go directly to them as well, correct?
Everything, yeah. The Education Grants Alliance and the Special Ed altogether are $2,348,000. That goes directly to them, I understand.
So as of there, they're getting almost $500,000 increase from grants, correct? If I'm reading that correctly?
I don't have the other lines up on the screen, so. Just see, hold on.
If the Alliance grant is going to be up, right now we're hoping the Alliance grant will be up about 300 and some odd thousand, I think, next year because of the formula change.
Right. Alliance, I'm looking at the amended for this current year is 1,892.
Okay, so a couple hundred thousand, yeah.
Yeah.
100,000, yeah.
I'm sorry, and we still don't know how much we are getting back from the transportation for special education?
No, I know that, Mr. Carloni. That's about, right now, that's hanging around 380. That was the number that when you put it together, what you all said was take the 380, and what we'll do with that is we will use that for special education. So that's a composite number between our regular transportation, and then special education transportation for our students.
Is there any money accounted for the sports programs that weren't played this spring? I think it was roughly about 46,000.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
The sports programs that were not played this spring.
Sports programs, yes. So we will, what we did was we took the coaches' salaries down a little bit. So I think the coaches ended up with about half. So there'll be a small savings there of the coaches' salaries because they still work with the students. They did a lot of virtual things, and they helped the kids working out. So it'll be a small pickup there.
But are we seeing to bring back in along with the 3?
If you take all the new money that if you were to get the proposed budget of the increase plus all your grants, you're almost plus the 380 you're getting as a refund, you're almost at 1.6 million for next year in total, your overall budget.
Can't really count the 380 because we're taking that out of.
Yeah, the 380 is coming out. So that's a savings for this year. So again, my total ask is about 1.1.
And you're still getting the 380 though. So we're not really taking it out.
No, we're moving it.
Right, so
they're
still getting
out and putting in a special line item, correct?
Correct. But they would still get that money.
Right.
Well, if they needed it.
We'd have to ask for that money, but we will need that for a special ed next year.
Right, so you anticipate asking us for that money, correct?
Yes, sir.
So then if you add up all that money, you're looking at about a $1.6 million increase in your overall budget from last year?
No, I'm asking for one. It would have been 1.1.
No, including the grants as well.
Oh, well, grants. I mean, that money passes through from the state, yeah.
No, I'm just wanted to clear up. That would be your net total, would be 1.6 million, about.
You keep it separate, right? Right now, I'm thinking we'll have a pickup of a couple hundred thousand from the Alliance grant, plus the, I'm again asking for $1.1 million for the operating account, which you all pay for.
Right. Betty else have anything? Any questions?
Judy, Brian Full here. I'm back to quorum. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian, for letting me know.
Did we discuss the part-time position at all? I don't want to bring back anything due to my absence.
The new positions?
Yes.
Those were discounted, so the number that you see for the budget does not include those.
Okay.
It was a total of $39,000 we took out of the ask because of the hiring freeze by the other departments across the board. I will find the person who's has that horn, and I will.
Judy, I'm sorry, for the Board of Ed, what's the number we're going up by? Jude?
What's your question? I'm sorry, the background noise is killing me. What's your question?
I'm looking for the Board of Ed. We had an increase of 687.10. Right? We're still going up to 680,710, correct?
I don't know where that number is coming from. They're asking us for 12,431.
You guys went down. All right. So that delta is 680,000. 687.10 is the increase.
Probably, yeah. Increase over their ask?
No, increase over the current budget.
Which is the 11,750 or the 11,750?
Correct.
I don't know, I would have to calculate. Let me see.
Right, but I'm saying it's 687.10. I heard that there was a number of 640.
Hold on.
Benny said he didn't need the 40. Well, we reduced it to 600.
Right, so, and then someone added back, so I want to make sure we got the right number here, folks.
The difference is 680,710.
Correct.
Which is the salaries, it's everything asked for, less the 380 and less the 39,000 for the position.
So less than 39, you're still getting 687.10?
Yep. Let me see.
No.
Yep, that's it. Exactly. To the penny. They're getting their ask, which was the 1099.710 less, that's the increase they're asking for. Less the 380,000, which is going to go into the other account and was for the refund this year, and less the 39,000 that was the approximate allocation for two new part-timers.
But they also intend to use that 380, right, this year?
Coming year, I think.
Correct, yes, correct.
Yeah, the new budget year, yeah.
So we're really giving them almost everything they request.
Actually, yes, except for $39,000, yeah.
And we brought 380 to the table in savings, negotiated savings.
What you expect to get back?
Well, yeah, where did we take? Well, that we took right off of their ask. So mm-hmm. That 12,431 has been, that includes that reduction of the 380. So when they get the money, they're going to put it in their account. We're not going to give them that money, correct? Is that my understanding? It's not going to be in the budget for them, but when they get the 380 back, that will go into their special ed account for...
No, you can't. The mechanics of that are going to be where if they have special ed expenses, the agreement like we did last year, it's after they've exhausted all of their line items. You know, or it's if they have money left over in phones or whatever, they exhaust all that first.
Right.
Then the bills go to that fund and they get paid. Because if we transfer the money to the Board of Ed, it drives up their budget. And the whole concept, well, part of the concept here is not only to keep it on our side of the ledger in case they need it or not need it, it's also not to artificially drive up the MBR. So if we transfer it to them and drive up their budget, we're working against what we're trying to do here, which is only use it for special ed and not drive up the MBR.
Right. So that my question is the $380,000, for the way the money we're talking about here, we will not be levying taxes for that money.
Correct, because that's going to come from the surplus of this year.
Exactly. Okay. But that's what I want to make sure is we're not charging the taxpayers tax on that $380,000.
Right. Correct.
I have a few other questions for Mr. Izzo as well, if you don't mind.
Sure. No, go ahead, Carla. We have plenty of time.
Do you expect to have any surplus left from your overall budget this year?
Right now, I don't see that. Matter of fact, I am a little bit concerned because I am buying supplies for COVID and things like that that are exceeding my budget. So I'm hope we'll bring the budget in on less than 380.
And over the last couple of years, when the board gave you no increase, how did you cover the salaries for the raises?
Well, what we had to do was we had to use our grant money and use our grant money creatively to take care of some of the positions that we needed to staff the new programs. So luckily the grant money was there to handle that.
And that's not there anymore.
The grant money is there, but it's going to be used for those positions. We're not bringing those positions back at the operating, they're staying in grants. So the money I've asked for this year is just to sustain the operating budget we've had. We didn't add any new positions. It's strictly just based upon the salary agreements, the collective bargaining agreements.
But in past years, you've been able to figure out a zero increase, even though people got raises through grants. Is that what you're saying?
Because we had to take some programs away, and we had to eliminate a few programs, but then where we added new programs in, we had grant money to cover those.
And any grants that have run out, you have not replaced them with the operating budget from the city, as Dr. Conway always says? Like if a program runs out, the city...
Carl, that's always a problem. That hasn't happened, fortunately. The entitlement programs, Title 1, 2, 3, 4 continue. Alliance continues. So right now, none of our grant funds have run out. So we have run into that problem.
The Little Saints program doesn't get any money from TEAM anymore. So that's a grant gone.
I didn't hear the question.
I said TEAM doesn't give you any money for the Little Saint or the Little Raiders program anymore because that grant ran out.
Well, what was happening there, let me explain that. We shared a classroom with TEAM. They had a Smart Start, and our PDG, which is the preschool development program, they had a classroom, we had a classroom. They lost their classroom. We've kept our classroom.
And how do you pay for that classroom?
That's grant funded. They lost their grant funding. We kept our grant funding. Pre-K.
What grant does that cover?
The preschool
grant covered that.
The preschool development grant from the state of Connecticut.
And you got that grant this year?
Yes.
So if you cut programs last year, right, to pay for people, that's correct?
We put people into Alliance grant. We created new positions in the Alliance grant to cover the programs we had to keep going. And a couple of new ones we started.
So then there's an excess in an alliance grant every year. Is that what
there
you're
is,
selling?
No, no. There's not an excess in alliance grant every year. No, that's not true. Now, what happened is the last couple of years, we've had a modest increase in the program. So we've gotten additional funding.
So this is Brian Capullo. Were there any layoffs?
No.
So you're able to sustain a budget for 2 years or so increases without any layoffs, correct?
Yes. That's what we had to do. But now we're to the point where we can't continue that.
Okay, so continuation of budget aside, what new programs have you enacted? Hasn't there been new programs enacted, if that's the case?
We have, well, next year we're going to have a new grant that comes to play for the middle school, but that's a totally new budget. So right now this year we sustained everything we wanted to do. We added a couple of new positions in the curriculum area. But other than that, we were able to sustain with the operating budget flat and then with the grant money.
So according to what you just said, not only were you able to sustain your current staff, but you also increased your staff last year.
Well, we added a grant position because I got extra grant money from the Alliance grant.
And that person, whoever that, or that program is still covered by a grant?
Yes.
No new city money will go to that person?
No, sir.
Can you tell us what programs were cut last year?
Right now, I'd have to come back and look. I don't have that data right in front of me. We were able to move programs over. We were able to move some money, some supplies that I couldn't increase last year. We were able to help. That was able to help off in the Alliance grant. Because basically last year what I had to do was I had to cover salary increases that I didn't, you know, we didn't get.
You also added new programs as well.
We added one position in a curriculum position. That was one we added.
Is that for the whole school system or just for a particular building?
No, that was our director. That was our curriculum director, and that was throughout the whole. That was for the entire platform.
Hello? Brian Capullo here. Did you hear my last question?
Nope. Can you repeat, Brian, please?
Yes. What was the one position that was added to a flatline budget?
The one position that was added to the Alliance grant was our director of curriculum, Dr. Rafferty.
And how much was that position for?
Covered by a couple of, I think it was around $120,000.
How many staff do you have in the central office?
Office staff, off the top of my head, I'd say.
That aren't teaching.
That are not teaching? Well, I mean, I don't count Dr. Rafferty, although he's not teaching. He's certainly working with the teachers. He's not sitting at central office. So we have not increased central office staff. I mean,
he interacts with teachers on a frequent basis?
Oh, yes. He's at the schools. He's not at central office. He's at the school.
So those who are just at central office, how many people do you have there?
Just central office? I can do a count. I mean, superintendent, executive assistant. My two IT guys, 4. Facilities guys, 5. Dean is 6. seven, eight, nine, 10. I'd say 10. 10. If you count the special ed secretary that's sitting in central office, but she's basically supporting the students and the special education teachers, supervisors and teachers.
So Brian Capullo here. So you're basically saying that you paid this $120,000 salary out of Alliance grant money, correct?
It's Alliance, Brian, and a little bit was out of our new commissioner's network that we had for the high school. But yes, Alliance, and then we also have the preschool, the priority school district grant too.
If you were to take all your grants and what the city gives you for a total operation budget, what would you estimate it as?
Roughly my grant budget for this year, just give me a deal, so I'm going to grab my book. Hold on a second. See, 3.9, 4 million in grants.
That's this year, correct?
That's this current year.
If we take everything, all the grants, all the operating budget, everything, divided by your number of pupils, including your special ed kids, what does that come out per student?
I'd have to go pull this. The state calculates that because you got to add the grants. There's some puts and takes. But right now, as Dr. Conway said, I think the number was like 14 or 15,000. I'd have to go back and look, Judy. I don't have that number available. But as Dr. Conway said, you know, in the last meeting, I think we're like 140. Something out of one.
It's 149 out of 158, I believe.
149, 148, 140. Yeah. So we're like 14,000 a student, I think, for 15,000.
Okay.
It's in the bottom 10.
Correct.
Oh, Dr. Conway's back. Okay.
Yay.
And I don't.
So, Dr. Conway, I have a quick question for you since you're back.
Sure.
If you were to take all the new money that we get, that if the proposed budget that we have currently passes, plus all the grants that you receive, how much money would your budget overall increase next year? If you take the 380 that we're giving you, the 380 refund, the six.
So as far as the, you mean as far as the MBR?
No, overall. So if we give you the 680, if we give you the request of the 680 plus the 380, plus all your grants, how much money is that coming?
It'd be the million minus the 39,000. This would be the total increase.
It's the 680 in operating, and we expect an uptick in Alliance grant. But some of the other grants.
Some of the grants, Carlo, are we don't know what the total dollar is going to be until we're into the school year, because it's based upon a pool of money that is then divided up amongst all districts. So we don't have, you know, to the dollar numbers on some of those grants that we're receiving, and some of them are based upon reimbursement, based on the number of kids. Like the excess cost grant, as an example, is based on the kids from the money we'll receive next year is based on the kids that we educated this year. So it's a fluid number up until the springtime of the current year. And then once a determination is made of a dollar amount, It's a total grant that is then divided amongst all districts based upon a formula. So, and it's usually about 70 cents on the dollar that you actually receive.
But you're expecting an uptick.
We're expecting an uptick in Alliance only right now.
Right. So as I pointed out, the entitlement grants, Title I, II, and III, from what I've heard from other districts, we're expecting a little slight downward trend, as is the case with IDA.
Those are all federal grants.
Right, all federal grants. Right.
Is Chris, how many kids are in the high school and all the grammar schools that you have? A total. Do you know off the top of your head?
It was in the report, Mr. Carlone, if that budget report I passed out, but right now we're projecting for next year a total count in district of 1280 counting pre-K, 1231 K-12, 49 pre-K, 1280 total.
So 1,280.
1,000, yes, sir, 1,280. Now that excludes, again, don't count the out-of-district students. that doesn't count them, of course.
How many out-of-district students do you have?
Right now we're budgeted for 41, but I'm seeing that number is going up by a few. We budgeted for 140 for 41.
41, and that's at a cost of almost $100,000 per student.
Round numbers, yeah. I have some that are as much higher because of the needs of the child. One is a lot higher than that. And then, you know, some run, you know, around, say, 80,000 for the low range.
Right.
But the average comes about to that.
I think it's also important to remember that a lot of these grants supplement, they don't supplant. So this isn't something that we could use to pay teacher salaries. Right. And I think what Mr. Izzo was saying before is, you know, you have to move programs around or take programs away to be able to keep up with the 0% increase to maintain those salaries and those staff.
So then they do pay for the salaries, though, even though you're just shuffling around people, but they still are picking up the salaries.
They're only picking up salaries of staff that have been added due to supplemental programs. Right. And what Mr. Gray is referring to is the language in the grants themselves and statutorily, as an example, for the Alliance grant, is and many of the others, they cannot be used to supplant. So even the CARES Act funding that we'll receive to make up for some of the losses of COVID-19 and to be able to provide additional learning opportunities for kids who lost learning during COVID-19 and distance learning, even those funds can't be used as supplement. They have to be used as supplemental. They cannot be used to supplant. So you can't lower your operating dollars thinking that you're getting X amount in the CARES Act the following year. And it's the same with the Alliance. They're very strict with it, that it cannot be used, and it's statutorily driven, that it cannot be used to supplant. So any salary paid out of the Alliance are for staff that were added post-2013 to help supplement the educational services of our schools.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Izzo, I thought you just said before that in order to cover your increases, you use the grant money to cover those increases.
No, what I said was is that we created where we had programs that we might have had. We created new programs, but what I did was on some of the supply money, we created a new supply line. But again, we had to keep the basic the same, so I couldn't increase. So we didn't increase. We didn't move any teachers over to other places. We couldn't do that. We created new whatever new programs we created. They were funded by the grants. As I pointed out, Dr. Rafferty was a new position that we added because we felt we needed that curriculum position, but that we could not fund that under the operating because it was flat. You cannot supplant. That's every one of the grants has that. It's very clear.
Do you have any other questions, Carlo?
All set.
Huh?
All set.
Brian, did you have anything else?
I'm just going to go back to my original question. It's not because I didn't get the answer that I didn't want to hear. It's because I didn't get an answer to my question about the sports programs and that weren't being played. I understand that the coaches that you told me, Rizzo, were doing some degree of work with the kids virtually. But we're talking about transportation. We're talking about overtime for the maintenance and for your groundskeepers or the custodians to line your fields. We're talking about uniforms. We're talking about paying the referees or the coach or the umpires. We're not seeing any of that money. We're getting some of that back.
Okay, so let's go through them one at a time because you brought up a lot of good things and I have answers for all of them. Transportation was included in the transportation savings that I negotiated with All-Star. Those were all zeroed out. All spring sports zeroed out, and that money was brought to the table as a savings. So obviously we didn't spend that. There were no spring uniforms in the budget this year. We buy, I think, two teams of uniforms every year. Those are fall, winter. We did not buy those this year. We do not pay for money to line the fields. So that is paid for by the city. Any savings, we don't line the fields anyway because they're permanently nine now with the AstroTurf. So but you're right. In the years past, that would have been a maintenance expense. I can't speak to what goes on down at, you know, as far as public works down the field. But you're right. There was no games, no softball, no baseball, no track this year as far as that goes. We had very little money in the budgets for the spring sports anyway, and that wasn't spent. Like I said, there will be a small savings there for that.
And the city is responsible for. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. So transportation, you're saying, is all part of what we pay for this whole transportation thing for the kids, but from school every day. So all that's negotiated for your after schools.
That's right. All. Right. So we negotiate. When I negotiate, we negotiate the contract. You negotiate your primary bus costs, and then you negotiate your after school field trips, things like that. So those are separately priced and separately paid by the drink.
But to your point, is that Mr. Palastro?
Yes.
So of that 380, though, just so that everybody knows, 12,000 of that 380 was for what would have funded athletic spring transportation.
Does that answer your question, Sam?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yes, Judy. So we are voting on how much money right now, because now I'm a little confused, and I think we're voting on the what we gave them last year plus the $600,000, correct?
It's 80.
Yes, we are giving them. With this budget in place, we would be giving them $680,710 more than last year from our part. All grants aside, et cetera, et cetera. We would be increasing their budget by $680.7.
Also not including the $380.
Right.
Correct.
Yes. because we aren't, that's not new money that we are taxing.
But we're still giving it to them. Or they're still, it's still theirs to spend.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we'll get it to spend, but yeah.
But only if it's special ed related expenses.
Correct.
Correct.
They would come to us for anyway if they go over their 41 out of district or whatever, you know.
And any money left over would drop to that fund as well. So if there was a small surplus this year, that money would also drop into that account as well.
With your permission, yes.
Non-lapsing funds that you boarded on last year, correct?
Yep.
Would that include, sorry, would that include grant money or a grant money special?
Grant money separate.
That's separate. And there's different rules for each grant, whether it can be rolled over or only a percent could be rolled over or none of it can be rolled over. Each grant is different. With respect to what you can roll over into the following year and what percent you can.
Dr. Conway, were there any programs cut in the last 2 years?
Programs cut. Yes, we cut, we due to last year's 0%, we had to cut, not fully cut, but we cut 0.2 of a position out of our ELL program, so we reduced hours for services in our ELL program at the high school. I'd have to go back to the list to identify, but we made cuts last year to get within the 0% increase, in addition to the furlough day and all those other things. So we cut a floater position last year for maintenance. But there were other programming cuts that were made as a result of the 0%. I'd have to go back to that list, though, to give it to you accurately. I know the ELL one just comes to mind.
Are there any new programs that you plan on implementing with hiring people this year?
Yes, there would be programs at the, in terms of support services, coaches, interventionists that may be needed as we get into this next school year.
And why is that?
To support the kids from the lack, from the loss of learning due to our distance learning. So once we're able to better assess them when they return, we'll have a better idea of the loss of learning that kids have experienced and then what interventions and support might be needed. But that's all up in the air right now. But that's the CARES Act funding, Chris, that will help us with that.
Doctor, this is Brian Capolo here. What would be your ballpark if you had to come up with a number for that?
For the CARES Act? Or I wouldn't worry about that. That I think those services that we're going to need to provide can be provided for within the CARES Act funding that we're going to receive. When you talk about services, and that's exactly what that funding is for, is for those students who were not able to flourish with distance learning and fell further behind. That's exactly what the CARES Act funding is there to support. But that's not, I mean, the money we're talking about tonight is strictly operating dollars to keep our doors open with the basics of our, that's in our buildings today. Not any special programs or added on programs or positions. It's literally just the bare bones of what we need to keep the district open. Even things like for the new programs that we have implemented, even small little supply items for those programs are all through the grants. They're not through operating dollars. We don't mix the two.
So I'm mistaken if you say that you justified this new position to assist in those efforts.
I'm sorry?
So the new position, the $120,000 position, that's not to help with oldness?
Which position is that?
It's the new position we were talking about previously, the $120,000 for a new Dr. So-and-so.
Dr. Graff's position.
Yeah, that was grant funded, not in operating dollars. That's not in this budget. That was grant funded through multiple grants to support our new curriculum and teaching and learning support for our teachers for the new curriculum. But that was all grant funded.
All grant
and contracted, by the way. That is a 3-year life on it. So that contract will be going into year two of that contract this year. But that is a 3-year contract. That's not something that you have to worry about once the grant funding goes away that the operating budget needs to support.
Okay, thank you, Doctor.
Anybody else? You guys ready to go for a vote? Louise, I forgot now, it's been long enough. Did we have a motion and a second, or we haven't got there yet?
No, we got both.
Okay. So any further discussion? All right, all in favor of passing the Board of Education budget 9100 for 19,297,216. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, we got an opposition, so you'll need to take a roll call vote, Louise.
I got it. You ready?
Aye. Yes.
Mr. Bowers?
Yes.
Mr. Butler? Mr. Butler?
Hold on, let me see. He may be muted. Let me see if I can
unmute. Well, have him just go thumbs up or thumbs down on the screen.
Not on the screen. I think he's on phone only.
Not on the screen.
Mr. Carlone?
No.
Mr. Capolo?
No.
Mr. Capolo? I can't hear him.
Mr. Capolo.
That is a no.
Okay.
No. Mr. Forte.
No.
Mr. Gray.
Yes.
Mr. Malerba.
No.
Ms. Pertosa.
No.
Mr. Pilastro.
No.
The subject.
I'm not going to vote. Obviously, you don't need my vote. Okay, then our motion fails 6-2, correct?
I didn't get Jim Butler.
Do we know what Jim is?
Mark, Jim?
He is unmuted, but I don't. I'm going to try to call him and see. I don't know what's going on.
Having a Heineken, probably. So, okay. Okay, anyway, with or without Jim, the motion fails. Do I have another motion for Board of Ed?
I
I think we should keep them flat again. Only because of they get grants and hire people through the grants, which they seem to be very happy with. And they seem to be they seem not to need as much money as what they're proposing that they need.
But
I think they should be flat.
But the understanding is that's not part of what the town provides them. The town is providing the money for the salaries for certified staff. The grants are strictly for new programs, supplemental programs. They're not for classroom teachers. So you can't pay classroom teachers, you can't pay principals out of grant money. So really the money they're asking for, if you go back and look at their budget, the money they're asking for is to cover salaries. If you go in deeper into their budget and you look at supplies for children, textbooks, those are all flat. I'm not even asking for an adoption. Dr. Connolly said it's bare bones. It's rarely for salaries. You cannot use grants to cover certified staff salaries, 680. So if you give them flat again, you know, that just means that they will be cutting programs, they will be cutting teachers. And, you know, that's a direct impact on our children. And going into a school year where they're coming out of distance learning, not having been in school for 3 months, had on the summer months, you're looking at 5.5 months out of school. Talk about a summer slide.
And also with all of that, the only savings that they've given us back was $380,000 for transportation. Where's the savings on electricity and everything else for the schools, supplies and such like that, as you just mentioned? There isn't any.
The supplies, sir, were ordered. You know, we order those early in the year. There's no, those supply monies are expended pretty much right at the beginning of the year because they need those to get the year started. As far as electricity goes, those schools were active every day. I had custodians at every single building cleaning. So although the students weren't there, we had those buildings were active every single day.
Yeah, Chris, the savings that we're able to get back, I hope everybody understands that without Mark negotiating that he was able to do, I don't know any that was able to save as much as we were able to save on the remainder of the contracts, whether it be for transportation or other services that Mark was able to get. Most districts settled on 80% or more.
Mark, I'm still muted.
Wow. 80% or more of their contracts. So we were able to settle on 54%, only 54%.
Judy, how much did we give them last year?
Zero.
No, how much money
did we give them? Zero increase. We gave
them. Not an increase, just what we gave them.
From our coffers, not county or state, we gave them 11.
Wait a minute.
759.17. The total Board of Education operating budget last year was 18,616,606.
Can you pause for 1 minute? Sorry. Mr. Butler, please mute the microphone on your computer.
You're muted.
Oh, if it was muted, you wouldn't hear that.
Mark, can you mute him?
I'm trying to, but I think he's touching the thing, so it's... Oh, no money.
He's muted now.
Thank you. For just the sake of the Roberts rules, because that's what governs us, I would be more comfortable if we got a new motion on the table with a second, and then we can discuss it as much as we need to, okay? Would one of you who voted against the original amount like to make a motion for a different amount?
I would like to make a motion to give them what we gave them last year plus the $600,000 for payroll increases.
It's basically what we're doing though, Chris. Yeah. We're giving them $79,000 more than that. So do you want to give them just the $601,000 plus what we gave them last year? Is that your motion?
Yes.
Okay. So somebody's going to have to tell me if I'm correct, though. So I understand Chris is making a motion to make that line. Hold on. Let me make sure I get this right. So we got our 710. What were we? Oops. What are we adding that to? We're adding that to 11,750,917. No. Are we adding that to 11,915? No. What are we adding this to get, what had we been adding it to? Let me see.
You should add it, to 11,750,917.
Okay. So we got 11,750,917. It was actually the budget last year for them. And then if we added the 601, which I understand would be just the increase in salary, so there we've got 12,351,917.
Yep, 917, right?
917. Okay. That would be the amount last year, 11,750,917, plus $601,000 to cover this year's teachers' increases as per their union thingamajobber. So Chris has made a motion. Are you set, Louise? To make the Board of Ed budget, hold on, I gotta add this to 6,86. Well, no, I don't, I can just let it add it up. Sorry, this is gonna be 12.
What are you adding? 6,1?
Hold on. Okay, so Chris's motion is to make Department 9100 Board of Education in 19,181,606. Is that correct? Do you agree with it? Right there.
I can't read it. 19,181,606.
I believe so. I'd like someone to confirm that, though. Is that correct?
Yes, those two equal that number. I have the 19,181,606 distributed with the 6,865,689 being ECS Alliance, and the local share being the 12,315, which is taking the 19,20 amended of 11,759,7 plus 601,000. That's correct.
Okay, thank you, do I have a second? Do I have a second for Chris's motion?
I'll second that, Rob.
Rob, is that, any further discussion before we go to a vote on this? Anybody?
I just have one quick question. Dr. Conway, so you're saying that from last year, the salaries went up $680,000.
No, 601.
$601,000.
Right.
So you're saying that next year the salaries are going to go up by about that as well?
Yes. Yeah, that's year over year based on the contracts.
So every year we're looking at over $500,000 in increases just for salaries alone.
Yes.
every year we're battling at one mill rate.
Yep.
Doc, I know it's not public portion, but doesn't the 601 count the furlough?
Doesn't the public portion?
I said, does the 601 include the furlough? This is Jim Gilday, chair.
The 601 is our total salary for 183 days. 186 days for staff, 183-day school year, not 182. So, yes, and the 601 for this year does include an additional 95, so that we're back to 183-day school year. That is correct.
So, Dr. Conway, over the last 2 years, if we go by the figure of approximately 600,000 every year, increases, correct?
About a half a million each year.
How is that covered under a 0% increase? If it wasn't,
we had to make covered. For last year, it wasn't covered, and that's why we had to make cuts as well as take the furlough day.
And what cuts were made? What significant cuts? Because I'm assuming that in order to cut $500,000, there had to be significant cuts.
There were significant cuts. That if Mr. Rizzo is still on, maybe he has that
I'm
list
here.
Up.
I'm here. Yeah. What we did was we wanted to start the one of the biggest cuts was the furlough day, and that's what we're taking tomorrow, where nobody's getting paid through the entire school system. There were a couple of classrooms that we were able to, we were forced to consolidate, down. So, those positions were, we didn't lay people off, thank God, but we were able to stack up the classrooms. So that was a big piece of it. And then Dr. Conway talked about a couple of support positions where we reduced them for the FTEs to ease down. Dr. Conway did not take a salary increase last year. What else is going to be significant? And again, like we talked about, that learning center, we wanted to staff that in the operating versus the grant side. We didn't do that. We reduced a floater and at the Irving. We also reduced my custodial overtime, which was that hurt us badly last year. And I was able to manage Kelly's subs better this year. And we also reduced some software licenses that we got rid of that we were hoping to keep. But the big hitters on this thing where Dr. Conway talked about were the furlough day. Mr. Gilday mentioned it also. The classrooms, which are now at, you know, capacity, where we need to be, but that was something we didn't want to do. A couple of FTEs. So those are the major things that got us to where we had to get to last year.
I know I asked this question last week and I forgot the answer. I apologize for the redundancy on this, but why are we repaying back a furlough day again?
We needed a furlough day. We are not paying back.
We had to put it back in the budget. We had to put that funding back in the budget.
It. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, that's okay. A good question. We asked that. That was getting asked a lot.
Now, so here's
so
the other.
We did cut positions last year also, just a recap. We did cut positions last year at middle school, a school psychologist. We reduced the DHS staff that we talked about. Didn't hire into vacancies that existed. We rerouted the buses for a savings of $32,000. We did reduce our software licensing by 7.5% for a savings of $11,000. I mean, there was a list of one-offs that were done also to help us get to that half a mil.
I'm just reading the Valley Independent Sentinel. There's a plug for you, Eugene, if you're listening, from last year, July 2nd. And I'm reading right now. It says Derby schools cut two teaching positions and instituted furlough day.
Yep.
One day furlough.
Right. In the two teaching positions, right, we did have to reduce, but again, that was based on making the classroom sizes bigger than we wanted to, but we had to do that.
And if I could just weigh in on one other quick thing to Sam's question, which I think is a fair question, you know, for certain, is I do think from year to year we consider early retirements. I don't think we're ready this year, but in future years it's conceivable that you replace higher salaries with lower salaries, A. And then B, I would also say that, we are talking with Antonia on regionalization. I mean, so, you know, there is a long-term discussions as well.
A question for you. What is the minimum amount of school days that the kids need to go per state requirement to get the funding that you get from them?
180. 180.
Why are we going 3 extra days?
So there's the additional learning opportunity for kids.
But we have a savings of how much per day by not doing those extra 3 days?
This past year, for the salaries was $95,000.
So we can save ourselves almost $300,000 by not going those 3 days.
Well, hold on.
But still maintaining the standard that the state gives us by minimum requirements to get the funding that you get from them.
At a minimum, yes. But is it something that I believe in? No. So we have been at 183 now for 7 years. Our kids need every day they can get in the classroom with our teachers to help support them in their learning. But to reduce the opportunity for kids in terms of the learning days isn't a way to balance our budget if we want to maintain growth in our school system.
I have a question for Mr. Rizzo.
Sir?
What is your budget for your custodial staff for the year?
My custodial staff, I am proposing a total of $781,000. That includes adding a part-time floater back to Irving School that has numerous nooks, crannies, and I need the help there. My overtime is at about 13%, 14%. So my total is 781, and I will tell you that my facilities manager does an excellent job managing the staff and the overtime. So we're very, very careful about how we spend our overtime.
Have you thought of bringing in an outside company to try to save a little bit of money?
Mr. Ford, we did that, and we looked into that, and it ended up being almost 1.5 times we're paying our people now. Very expensive to do that. I did look at that when I came in. We looked at it actually twice, and it's very expensive. I know I'm doing that at our private school here in Cheshire, my church school. It's expensive. We did look at that as an opportunity to maybe save some money. And that didn't turn.
Okay, I just wanted to ask that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just one last time for clarification. How much is it per pupil cost? $14,000, $15,000, you said, Mr. Rizzo?
I'll get the exact for you.
Doc has the
looks to me like about $16,800 per pupil, not counting the special ed.
Yeah, I thought it was less than that.
No, it's it is in terms of ECS dollars, it's less than that.
No, not that. That's counting everything you guys bring in, all the grants and everything. It comes out to about $16,800, a little bit more. That's assuming 1,280 students, and it's not counting your special ed, and it's taking out $4,100,000 from your budget. That's for the out of district. It's just the out-of-districts. It's not included in there, the 41 out-of-districts. And I took out just approximating $100,000 each for them, so not counting that.
This is Brian Polish here. I have a question for the doctor. What is the percentage of middle school in special education? If you had to put a percentage on the students going to the middle schools, an individualized education plan, if you will.
1 second, please, and I'll grab that for you.
Judy, at some point, could I verify the numbers with you?
Of course.
New total that Chris made the motion on was 19,181,606.
Yes.
And that's, he added the 601. What was your beginning number?
How did we get to that number? Are you saying?
You added the 601 to something and I didn't get the right number.
Oh, actually I subtracted it. They asked for, I don't think you need this, but they asked for 1,099,710. And then we reduced the transportation refund of 380,000 from that. And then we only wanted to give them the 601,00.
Right.
So the 601,00 is added to what they had in their budget last year from us, which was 11,759,17. I think that's the number you want. So last year, yeah. Last year was 11,759,17. Just
017. 017. Okay.
That was our portion. And Chris wants to add just the 601 to that, which would give you the 12,315,917.
Right.
But then so you have to add that to the state part of the operating budget. And that gives you the 19,181,606.
Gotcha.
Special education for the month of May, that is about 22% of the middle school population.
Okay, so 22% have an individualized plan. Is there any policing or management on your part to have the taxpayers in mind when coming to making sure that you're representing the taxpayers as much as you're representing the children?
So the process of, if you're referring to identifying kids, you know, most kids coming into our district are already identified. Those who are in the district, once they're identified, we have to follow the IEP that's given to us throughout the child's career, unless there's reevaluations done every 3 years to determine, does the student still qualify for special education services? And that's done on every third year. Some students are exited who no longer need it, but others have to continue in it that are determined through the evaluation are still have the same disabilities.
Okay, and that is an active process that you manage.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. And things like that, is this Brian? Who's asking me a question?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Sorry, thanks, Brian. Yeah, and this is all of that is monitored, reported, and audited by us as well as State Department of Education.
Thank you for the clarification.
There's legal, legal requirements to do that.
Madam Chairman, can I add something here on special education? Am I allowed to speak here?
Yes, you are, because we're discussing the amount we want to vote on. So yes, I think we need all to be very open because this is such an important process.
Okay, what I want to put on the table, and we did not add this to the budget because after we submitted the budget at 19/7/16, right now today, if we were to open our doors today for next year, I have 4 additional students on top of what I had already budgeted. I'm sitting on 320,000 of a problem I already have. So that has to be put on the table. That's 320 I don't have. And you know what? It can change. Maybe some kids go out, but I just got a call a week ago that a high school student, 50 years high school student, is coming from Ansonia's Derby. That's a pickup of $80,000. That was one phone call. So that's 320 really, because if I had my druthers, if we had the opportunity, I would have come in at probably, yeah, I would have come in at over $20 million, $20 million. I would have added that 320 in. We did not do that. So I think that needs to be considered by the board, if I may say so. Respectfully ask that be considered by the board.
I think the board probably doesn't consider it maybe as much as we should, because it happens a lot. All through the year, it seems like they're coming in and they didn't make it, and it's just a very hard number to calculate. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed. Yep.
It's a battle.
It's very liquid. It's not we don't believe you, absolutely, but it's very liquid, and so it's just like with this coming, what's going to happen in September thing. We understand there may be other needs, but what do you do? You know, we can't put that liquidity on top of our taxpayers. If it happens, we're just going to have to figure out how we're going to
do it. I just wanted to point out, reality today is 320. And I will say that, you know, this new team that came in, our special education supervisors, you know, we were able to mitigate costs last year. And by building a learning center, we were able to bring about four students back into the district. So this would have been a lot worse, a lot harder story here this year. But because we had the grant money and we're allowed to build the learning, put the learning center together downstairs at Irving School, and also learning center at the high school, and staff it with our special ed supervisors and with Dr. Conway's leadership, we were able to bring four students back. That would have been another $350,000. So that needs to be considered too. So, you know, I think we're doing the best we can here.
I'm sorry, Mark, I thought you were done. If I could just dovetail off of the Learning Center discussion, I think two things are important to point out. One is the Learning Center is an excellent example where we do things internally and try to do the best we can to save money, and that did in fact bring four students in here. And I would just say, as a father, you know, I'm very fortunate. I have seven children, and none of them have disabilities. None of them are learning challenged. But gee whiz, boy, I see the parents of children whose children have learning disabilities. It is not easy, and so I know that they're money, but every day I am fortunate that my children don't have learning disabilities. And if you're a parent whose children do, it's hard to put a price tag on that. So we do try to balance compassion, educating children who have difficult lives ahead of them, and we try to balance that with trying to bring programs back like our learning center to be cost effective. And so it's a balance of all three. There's no easy answers.
Hey Judy, this is Ray. I wanted to bring up the point, and we discussed this when we came up sort of with the first pass of this budget.
Yeah.
They had asked for a $40,000 increase for special student services, which are basically directly related to bringing some of these special education students back into the district. And these are additional costs that incurred. And I had brought this up. I had asked that question about that line. I didn't see any increase, but I think that number should be added to. I know we have to vote on this current number, but I don't think we should penalize them for the work they do to bring some of these students back in district.
Good point, Ray. Thank you. Okay, I think at this point we have to proceed with a vote. We don't know if it's going to pass. It's not that different than the original amount. If it doesn't and we go for another amount, we can discuss that new amount. Okay, everybody agree? I think we're now kind of just revisiting. So we already get somebody to, I'm sure we had to have made the motion and got the second, right, Louise?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes.
Okay. So
Chris and Rob.
Okay. So we're voting now on whether to accept the budget of $19,181,606, which is a decrease of the original amount we voted for earlier. So we're going down $118,710. All in favor?
Aye.
No.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Your roll call again, please, Louise.
Okay. Mr. Bowers?
No.
No?
No.
Mr. Butler? Somebody wake up Jim. Mr. Carlone?
Yes.
Mr. Coppola? Mr. Coppola? Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
No.
Mr. Malerba?
No.
No?
No.
Ms. Bertoso?
No.
Mr. Pilastro? Mr. Pilastro?
Yes.
Okay, let me go back up. Mr. Butler? And Mr. Coppola? Can't get either one of them.
I believe you have four no's though, correct, Louise?
Yes, four no's, three yes.
Okay. I'll take the four no's. That means that this doesn't pass either. So I would now say, do we have any other motions here? We gotta do something for tonight. So
what? Madam Chair, it looks like Mr. Butler is raising his hand.
Really?
So I don't know what that means, and I can't quite figure out.
Could you communicate with him over the phone and just see this? His vote's not going to matter in this particular vote, but we very well could in the next one, so we'd like to get him to be able to vote. So maybe work out a system.
Okay. What happened to Mr. Coppola?
There could be curtains and mirrors and things. I don't know. He said he had to go in and out because he's actually at work. So we'll let him pass on this particular vote.
Okay.
As long as we're keeping a quorum in the room, and we are, we're good. So do I hear any other motions for the Board of Ed budget?
Yeah, Judy, I'd like to make a motion for $19,221,606, which is
the number. Putting the 40 back in?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. What was the number?
So we're adding back in 40,000, right?
19,221,606.
So give me the exact amount of your increase, so that'd be easier.
Sorry, it's 40.
40, okay, thank you.
All right,
me
again.
That's gonna be 12, 355, oh darn, right. I forgot.
All right, hold on. But you're logged in on the computer. You're logged in on the computer. Whatever it is, you
19.26, not 220.
Time out. So just mute the sound.
Did we just find out?
Right. So are we 19.221,606?
That's the number I got. Yeah, and I did it twice.
Thank you. Okay. Good.
Then dial in.
What did he raised it 40 million?
40,000. My God, Louise.
40,000. Well, I was going to pick up 40
million. I think my heart just stopped. No.
I loved it.
I dropped two of my M&Ms on the floor.
That'd be for the next 5 years, though.
And I've just realized that I turned on my heater under my desk because I was cold. And I just realized I've got the air conditioning going full blast. So I think I'm disqualified at this point for anything. What is wrong with me? Okay. So I've had a motion by Ray Bowers to accept the Board of Education budget of $19,221,606, which is a $40,000 increase over what the last one, which was Chris's. So I would need a second for that.
I'll second. It's Mike Gray.
Okay, Mike Gray seconds that. So I can't imagine there's any discussion since it's such a small one, but I will ask. Any discussion about that change? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. Do your roll call then, Louise.
Okay. We'll start again. Mr. Bowers?
Yes.
Mr. Butler.
Well, do him last.
Okay. Mr. Carlone. I lost Chris now. To Carloni. To Carloni.
He's muted.
Chris. I have to tie these people to their chairs here. Come on.
Capolo. Lost everybody. Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
Yes.
Ms. Lerba?
No.
Ms. Pertoso?
No.
Mr. Pilastro?
Louise, Mr. Butler, yes.
Thank you.
Was a yes.
Mr. Carloni, are you back?
Yes, I'm sorry. I took a short bathroom break.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay. Yes or no?
No.
And Mr. Coppola? Hello. Okay, you got four yeses and three noes.
Okay,
that's not have everyone voting.
So we need to get Brian. We need to get, who else are we missing then? I haven't voted. I get to wait till last. So that's my prerogative. Did we get Sam?
We're missing Brian.
Are we missing Brian? I only have seven votes. So we have to be missing two people, Brian and who else? I think Sam.
I got Ray Bowers. Right.
So Judy, Brian, and who else didn't vote?
There's one more person.
Just Judy and Brian. Judy said she wasn't voting.
I think Mr. Pilastro got kicked out of the meeting.
Yeah, I don't think Sam voted because we only have seven. We'd have
Sam vote.
10 total. So, because all of us are here one way or another.
Right. Sam and Brian.
And me. But I'm not going to vote until they vote because right now it would not do anybody any good. So.
Right.
Brian will probably be in and out. I don't know how long he's going to be out. If Brian and Sam and I vote, yes, it'll pass. Otherwise, if any of us vote no, it will not. Do you see people when they come in and out, Mark?
Yes, it looks like Brian just got back in.
Okay.
And there's somebody named WDP who is raising their hand. I don't know, but they need to unmute themselves.
WDP?
Yeah, I want to vote no.
I don't know.
Who's WDP?
It's me. How do I talk to you?
Who are you?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Who is? I don't know who that is. They're not.
Just somebody being funny, I think. So, Brian, are you back?
I'm back, Judy. Thank you.
Okay, we need to know how you want to vote on the current amount. It's the same as the amount Chris said, but with 40,000 added back in for the special education transitioning or whatever. So on the table right now, we have 19,221,606. We're taking a roll call vote. Four people have said yes, and three have said no.
Fun. Okay. Can I, one second, please.
Sure.
Also, Madam Chair, Mr. Pilastro is trying to dial in. I'm not, or log in. It seems he said he's having a problem. Okay. He got bumped out, so I'm not sure.
All right.
Can I ask for the breakdowns of those who voted yay or nay, or?
Sure. The yays were Ray Bowers, Jim Butler, Robert Forte, and Michael Gray. The noes were Chris Carlone, Carlo, and Rose.
Okay, thank you. Just looking at the numbers now. I vote yay.
Okay. I've got Sam texting me saying that he's voting no. I don't know if that's legal, though. I think we have to get him on.
Can you text him? And the quickest way is for him to dial through the phone. It'd be the quickest way for him to get back on the line.
Only if you're going to share.
The sandwiches? I could use a sandwich. What have you got?
Ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, that's not.
Don't forget the mute button.
What? I can
don't
ask
forget
about
that. There is a mute button.
I know. So there's nothing wrong with mentioning ice cream sandwiches during the meeting. It's fair. We're waiting. I know. He keeps telling me. Okay. A text message.
Can we look at the mill rate? This is Brian Capola. Can we look at the mill rate to see what would the if it, the mill change here?
There's not going to be much. We're only taking We're only taking off $78,000, so it's going to be very tiny. There's not really much of a mill change. Let's see, we put this into
here. You're talking like it's going to be like a tenth of a mil.
Yeah, it's going to be, we're at 44.15, maybe 44.25. Yeah, about a tenth of a mil.
Right, just use like 780 as a mil, so anything, you know, as a derivative of that.
Well, very good.
All right, Mr. Pilastro is entering in.
Before
all right.
You need to go out.
Mr. Pilastro, is that you?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened here. I just hit unmute to vote, and then I got logged out. So I'm on my phone right now. I apologize.
Okay, that's good enough. So the vote on the table is the one made by Ray Bowers.
Right, and I'm going to vote
by Chris, and adds back in $40,000, so it's for $19,221,606. And five people have voted yes, and three people have voted no.
And I'm going to vote no.
You're going to vote no? Okay. Then the motion does not pass.
Judy, I apologize. I read the numbers wrong. I don't know if I could go back. I apologize about this, but that should have been a no from me. I was reading the numbers wrong. I apologize.
Okay, it's not material. Okay, yeah. May I ask the noes at this point in time? We've got five noes, okay? Could I ask the noes what direction you're heading? I don't want to – what numbers are you guys liking? Do you guys want to go way down? You want to go down a little more? Do you want it to go back up? What is your inclination so we can maybe try to – hit a sweet spot here. And please recall, remember that this is the preliminary vote. We still have a public hearing and a final vote. So it's not going to be etched in stone tonight. But we don't want to mislead the people at the public hearing by thinking it's one thing when we're going to go some other way in another direction. So the no's we had were, let me remember, we got Chris, you were no, right?
We had Chris, Brian, Carlo, Rose, and Sam.
Okay, Chris, okay. Which direction do you guys want to head by about how much? I can't send you off to caucus because you're from different parties. So that's not going to work, which is a good thing. But you are from different parties.
They don't have to say,
like, no. Judy? Yes.
Can I make a motion?
Absolutely.
I'll make a motion that we take the $11,750,917 and add 400,000 to that, and that'll be the budget.
Okay, so Rob has made a motion, so we'll be cutting them a little more, that we would take their last year's budget of $11,750,917 and give them $400,000. Okay, that would be, let me make sure before I, do I have a second for that before I change my numbers?
400,000.
Yeah, so it would put this in the 12,150. Pretty much. It's taking a third of what we were going to give them away. Instead of 601, we're going to give them 400. Do I hear a second for that?
I'll second.
Who was that?
Carlo.
Carlo. Okay. So this would become 150, 12,150, 59,17. Okay. So, Louise.
Yes.
Rob made a motion that we accept a budget of 19,016,606 for the Department 9100, and that was seconded by Carlo.
Carlo.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's 19,016,606.
Yeah.
Okay.
150, that's 12. Yes. Okay. Does everybody understand what the vote is? Okay. Any final discussion on that? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No. Opposed.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Who is opposed?
Ray.
No. Call the roll. Please call the roll. You have
to. I have to get another piece of paper.
That's okay. We got
okay. You ready?
All right.
Mr. Bowers.
No.
No?
No.
Mr. Butler?
No.
Mr. Carlone?
Yes.
Mr. Coppolo?
No.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
No.
Mr. Malerba?
Yes.
It's done. It's a dead vote.
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Bertoso?
Yes.
Mr. Pilastro?
Yes. It's irrelevant now. The vote doesn't pass.
Well, not totally, because we're getting closer. So we have what, 6?
5-4.
5 yes and 4 no?
Yes, ma'am.
I would have voted on that one, just to say. So we were missing one person to make it. So whoever voted no, but they think we're pretty close, I would like them then to make another motion. Got closer. So we need Ray or Jim, Brian or Mike to look at what we got there and which direction do you want to head and see if you have something a little more in your guys' direction.
Judy, it's Ray. So I've already made a motion that was voted down, so I think it should be up to
some of
the other no's.
All right, so Jim, Brian, or Mike?
I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to make a motion to accept $621,000 additional from 11,759,17.
Okay, say that again.
I'd like to make a motion of an additional $621,000 to the 11,750,917.
Okay, that's very close to what we already had, but okay.
Where did you get that number?
Hold on, Luis. Nothing to fear but fear itself here. Okay. So I believe Mike is proposing 12,371,917 for our side. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do I have a second for that before I put it in?
I'll second it. That's Ray.
Second by Ray? Okay, so this is going to be 11,759,17 plus 621, correct? And that 621 is 601 and another 20. Okay. So it's very close to what we had before, but it's different. Okay, so I have a motion by Mike Gray to put in a Board of Ed budget, 9,100 for 19,237,606. And that has been seconded by Ray Bowers, correct?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
All right.
Opposed.
Okay, go ahead, Luis.
Okay, Ray Bowers?
Yes.
Jim Butler?
Yes.
DeCarlone?
No.
No?
No.
Brian?
No.
Brian Capolo?
No.
Robert Forte?
No.
Michael Gray?
Yes.
Carlo Malerba?
No.
Rose Pertosa?
No.
Also?
No.
Dan Palastro?
No. It's not getting passed, so I'm going to, my vote right at this point is irrelevant.
It's 6-3, no.
Okay, so, well, we seem to have gone in the wrong direction then. We were closer with where we cut with Rob's, where we cut off the 200,000.
We're getting no's on the 6 and the 4. So I'm gonna split this difference just for the sake of getting this. How's 500? I'm gonna make a motion out there for 500.
Okay.
Let's see if you can't get somewhere.
Okay. So Sam is making a notion that we increased them over last year by $500,000,
yes,
as opposed to 600, which
We've tried 600,
starting with, and as opposed to 400 that Rob is
difference in trying to make this. I'm trying to split this difference here and trying to make, hey, okay, this. We got a no on a 4, we got a no on a 6, so that's my motion, 500,000.
Okay, that's a good one. It makes sense. It's sort of a binary decision. Thank you. Okay, so I have a motion by Sam to fund the Board of Ed, 9,100 and 19,116,606. Do I have a second? Does everyone understand what we're doing? Lost everybody. Everybody's doing their arithmetic there.
Repeat the number for me.
The number, 19,116,606, which is a $500,000 increase over last year. And Sam has made the motion for that. I need a second.
I'll second it, Rob.
And I've got a second by Rob. Okay. All in favor? Not proving very popular there, Sam.
No, we got to try.
Okay, any opposed? Do I have opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, Luis.
Coming.
You're going to be getting good at this, right?
Ray Bowers.
Yes.
Jim Butler.
Yes.
Chris Carlone.
No.
Brian Capolo.
No.
Robert Forte.
Yes.
Michael Gray.
No.
Carlo Malerba.
No.
Rose Bertoso?
No.
Sam Pilastro?
Yes.
Okay, it's 5-4 again. No vote.
So I just want to ask the board, where are we leaning? Are we going north or are we going south so we can come up with a final number here? So we can we had a no at 400. We had a no at 600. I'm just trying to find a happy medium.
Hold on 1 second, Sam. Hold on, please. Hold on, please. Louise, you're going to love this, but it's okay. I want you to go back in your minutes to our initial vote for the Board of Ed. Can you do that?
The initial vote.
Yes. I can't remember now how much it was for. The first vote we took for Board of Ed. What was that amount?
Was 6 no and 2 yes.
Now, what was the amount we voted on? How much money?
Oh, hang on. Question. 19,181,606.
Okay. And how many were against that?
6.
6 against. Okay. What was our next vote?
19,221,606.
And how many were against that?
3 against. 3, 4, 6 against.
I just want the against. So there were 3 against that?
Yep.
Are you sure? Because if only 3 against, seems like it would have passed.
Wait a minute. That's up again. 2, 3. Yeah, I didn't get Mr. Butler. No, I didn't get a vote from him.
Okay, it had to have been at least, it had to be minimum 4 or it would have passed. So, okay, so 4.
Oh, well, they said put him down as a yes. Excuse me, as a no.
What would be next? What was our next vote?
Number 3 was 19,016,606.
Okay, and how many no's?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 no's, okay. And next?
Number 4 was 19,237,607.
Okay.
That was 1, 2, 3, 4 no's.
Okay.
Number 5 was 19,116,606, and that was 4 yeses and 5 no's.
Okay, so we've taken 5 votes, correct?
Yep.
I believe the first one, I'm not sure who did the motion for the first one.
Chris.
Chris, okay.
And Rob seconded.
Care about the second. So Chris Carlone made the motion for the first one, correct?
Yes.
The second one was?
Ray Bowers and Mike. Ray?
Okay. And how about the third one then? I think we went to Mike? No.
Rob and
Rob? Okay.
Rob and Carlo.
And then the one before this one?
Mike and Ray.
Okay, and now this last one, I believe, was Sam, right?
Sam and Rob.
Okay. So, our entire range on this is very small. It's $221,000, all of these votes, okay? So it's not like we're voting a million more or a million less. We're within a range of $220,000. Okay? Lowest one being the 1916,006 by Rob. And the highest one being the 19237607 by Mike. So I'm gonna pretend that was 606 because I think Louise was adding stuff to her coffee there. So we're gonna say one.
I'm writing what you give me.
I know, Louise, I'm joking.
I'm not having that
was $221,000. So I would wonder if someone would entertain making a motion and split that difference, since we don't seem to be very far off from each other, and then we still have an opportunity to make final changes, and they won't be drastic, with our final vote. Would that be acceptable?
So, what exactly is that number?
The difference between the of all our five votes we've taken, which have all failed, there is a difference between the highest and the lowest of $221,000. So I say we take the lowest, which is 19,016,606. And we add to that 110,500. That would give us 1721. That would give us 19,127,101. It's exactly in the middle of all these votes. I don't know if there's any in this range we're going to like. Nobody's gone further away. So just for the purpose of tonight of getting a budget passed, would that be someone be willing to make that motion and would we entertain that? Now, if someone here among all the no's, if you want to go way down in the budget or you want to give them their full budget, then you would need to make a motion so we can see where the herd's headed. But it appears, because we've got Chris, Ray, Rob, Mike, and Sam, you guys are all kind of in the same ballpark.
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion.
Who is that?
Carlo.
Yeah, Carlo?
I'd like to make a motion to increase it by $445,000.
Increase?
From okay, over last year?
Correct.
Okay, so that would be plus how much?
445.
Okay, so Carlo has made a motion to accept the budget of 19,061,606, which is still within that range, and which is $445,000 more than last year's budget. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
That was Ray?
Rob.
Okay. So let me write this down because I don't want to, if I have to ask Louise this again, I'm pretty sure she will throw something at me. I'm not taking that chance, guys. You wouldn't, would you, Louise?
No, I wouldn't throw anything.
You could throw like cupcakes or something. So we have a motion by Carlo, seconded by Rob, I believe.
Yes.
To award the Board of Education Department 9100 the sum of 19,061,606. Those in favor?
Okay, guys, what's your vote?
All opposed.
Opposed.
Aye.
Okay, take your roll again.
Okay. Mr. Bowers?
No.
Mr. Butler?
Yes.
Mr. Carlone?
Yes.
Mr. Coppolo?
No.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
No.
Mr. Malerba?
Yes.
Ms. Bertoso?
Yes.
Mr. Pilastro?
Yes.
Okay, we got 6-3.
I will vote yes.
Judy's motion, voting yes.
Motion passes. All right. Moving along, we have the Youth Service Bureau. I don't want to hear any crap out of you guys about
Judy, can you just read that number again that passed, please? Both the MBR number and the...
Yeah, MBR would be $12,195,917.
Okay.
We have the same from the state, which is the 6865689. It gives us a total of $19,061,606.
1906166.
Thank you.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to accept for the Youth Service Bureau the total of $68,190? This is Department 9200.
So moved.
Motion by Carlo.
Second.
I'll second.
Second by Chris, I believe.
Yes.
Any discussion?
If you download,
all in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Motion carries. Our last one, and this is for the ECS Alliance grant. These are faster amounts. Do I hear a motion to accept $2,348,102? And this is account 9900.
So moved.
Motion by Rob.
Madam Chair, just for clarification, that is Alliance grant of $2,048,102 and excess cost grant of $300,000.
Yeah, well, you put it all in an account called Alliance grant. So, yeah, that would be the breakdown.
Yeah, the general ledger says grants, and the first Alliance is $2,048,102, which is the increase we're getting. It goes to them, and then the excess cost is the pass through for special ed at $300,000. Equaling the 2,348,102, just for the record.
Yeah, and we need to like rename those and kind of.
We did on the general ledger. We did on the ledger.
Okay, I didn't see it that way. So yeah, so everyone understands we're voting on the total of the actual Alliance Education grant, which is the 2,048,000, and then the special education, which is 300,000. So, did I hear a motion? I believe I did.
Rob,
and did we hear a second, though? Somehow, I don't think we heard a second.
I'll second the motion.
Second by Carlo. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Before we can move on.
Down?
Pardon?
Do you want that dollar amount broken down, taking out the 300,000, or... Just leave
I thought
it
we were going to have it all under account 9900. I'm not sure. Keith, do we need to separate and have another account?
Can those No, ma'am. That's the department total. I just wanted the record so everyone understood what it was comprised of.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we are going to leave the total vote for a minute. We're going to leave the working balance for a minute. Let's check our mill rate. Okay. We are, where are we at? Oops. Come on, computer, don't be stupid. Go up a little bit. We can go up in the front in the thing. Let's go past the revenue side. Well, we can't because we won't know the revenue until we do this. So this is 15,883. Would that be the appropriate thing? Keith, I'll add the 15,883 to the working balance, and that should bring us in at 43,85.
Yes, ma'am. We haven't voted on the special working balance yet, though.
None of them, yeah. Yeah, because we needed to have this truing up first. So this is 15,883 plus the 49,121. Okay. So let's go say, bam! Look at that. Got down to below 2 mils. That's pretty cool. Not very far below. Okay. So we're going to go back and we're going to take a vote on the budget working balance. This includes, as you can see on the screen, our working balance, which is our, you know, our little extra we need, the 65,004. It's our special working balance, which is of all those numbers that we decided to set aside for different situations, and 1,500,000. In the fund balance replenishment as per our 8-step plan. So do I hear a motion to accept a total budget working balance of 1,691,742. That's the department 8,400, by the way.
I keep losing the last three numbers.
Seven? 4-2.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Do I have a motion?
I need a motion.
You need a motion.
Make a motion, Chris.
Motion by Chris. Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second by Rose.
By Rose.
Thank you,
Rose. Any discussion on that? Any questions?
For the record, can we go through where the special working balance money is going to be allocated?
Yes. Uh-oh. 123,595. Maybe I've never updated that. Looks like we got a little extra in there. Oh, dear. Let's go see. My bad. Okay. We have got... way over there. Thank you. We have got $38,797 for Mark's clerk. Should they get hired? So they've been approved by the Board of Aldermen a long time ago, have not been hired. That's that. This should be, let me think about this. 38,77. We have got, we have got $39,999 for the part-time human resources director, which has not been approved yet by the alderman, I believe. Is that correct, Keith?
That is correct, ma'am.
Okay. We got $39,999 there. Okay, one second. I got to go back and take that out of the total. I'm not putting these in totals here, just it's a thing. Okay, we have got something. There we go. We have got $4,799 for the attendant at Payden Fieldhouse, which also I believe needs to be approved. Okay. We then have $20,000 for storm ambulance. in case they all hell breaks loose and they spend their entire checking account. We have got $20,000 for the anchor guys. They think they can get by with 50, but they could go as far as 70. So we put 20 in the, for them. And we have got, that's it. So that should be 20, 40, 80, 20, like 123,595. I hadn't updated them up here, so I'm glad you said that, Carla. Because we would have had extra in there, it wouldn't have killed anybody. But so it's actually 123,595 for those items. Yes.
For Keith, didn't we need have a part-time bookkeeper somewhere in there too?
It's already in there. I mean, it was actually approved. Yeah, that's just in the November line.
It's already in the finance department.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I would, let's see, I would take 126,7. I think it's going to be 20,595. So I would decrease this by that, which I'd have to increase this by that. 64,3143. Okay. So this would now become 68.
Hey, Steph, we're just going to wait for me. I'm waiting for Frank and Kristen. I think we're waiting for them to get on.
Okay, 123,595.
Yeah. How you holding up?
So I have corrected the special working balance to reflect those items we just reviewed. Up the working balance by the same amount to keep our equilibrium, which should still be zero. Yes. So do I have enough people? Is that okay, Carlo? Is that good?
I'm just worried that we're under uncertain times right now, and we have a lot of, all these are new positions. That's my only concern. Or most of them are new positions, minus one or two items.
Well, I think Mark's isn't really new. I think it just has never been filled, but it was approved quite some time ago. So I don't know quite how to categorize that. Human resources is. Yep. And
well, theoretically, we haven't hired that person, so it would be a new job if no one filled that position for the clerk position.
That's true.
So I don't know.
I mean, we could take that. I don't know if I imagine Mark's still on there, where he is in the hiring process.
He's definitely on the line here. He's definitely on the line, and that's the only position that was approved by the Board of Aldermen. It was, in fact, approved by the Board of Aldermen.
But it's unfilled.
Right, we got that.
It's historically unfilled, so.
Well, not historically. It's been last year we didn't because of the budget situation.
Okay.
But you had the money in the budget.
Yeah, we budgeted.
No, it was in the special. It was in the special working balance.
Well, same.
And we were asked to wait a year for that position.
Okay, that's fair.
And also, I'm also concerned about the 20,000 for the storms ambulance as well, because I believe they said that 20,000 was if they needed a vehicle or something of that nature, but doesn't the city purchase the vehicles on behalf of storms ambulance?
Guys, I'd feel more comfortable if we get a motion and a second on here for discussion.
I thought we did.
I don't think so. I think we stopped to look at the special working balance quickly, which was good because it changed. Do I hear a motion? I think so, Louise. We don't have a motion, do we, or do we?
Yes, we have Chris and Rose.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Discuss away. I apologize.
I see the new number.
No, I didn't change the number. I just changed the detail to come out to the same number.
I crossed the other one off. I thought you were changing it.
No. So it's 1,691,742. 691-742. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So Carlo is questioning whether we need the 20 for the storms and also the position in the town clerk's office. Anybody else have discussion or anything to add? My idea with the storms is, because they complain every year, to give them have the 20 there. If in fact they don't need it, we don't have to do this every year, and we will get the money back. It might be a way just to kind of mend fences a bit. With Mark's, I understand if he did wait, and Mark does have the money coming in through city clerk, so it's kind of like he does it. The 20,000 for anchor, I don't think we have any choice. And the 4799 for the Payden field clerk, field attendant. I don't know anything much about Payden field, so I don't have a. For the human resources, I think we're a bit low on stuff there. So I don't know. That's open to your guys' decisions. Anything else to say? Do you guys want to go ahead and vote on that and see where we go?
Let's vote.
All right. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, take a roll, please. Please. Yeah. You remember how to do that, Louise? With the roll call?
Ready? Yes, ma'am. Ready? Mr. Bowers?
Yes.
Mr. Butler?
Yes.
Carloni?
Yes.
Mr. Capolo?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
So if you have a question about shoes,
Gray?
All the posts for shoes
for
us. You don't have to go through the whole
meeting.
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good topic to choose.
Mr.
Malurba?
No.
So I guess
we'll Mr. Toso? Anything anyway? I didn't get it. Toso?
There's a lot of background noise. I can't hear.
I don't know. Somebody needs to mute themselves. Not sure who.
Ms. Pertoso.
Hi.
Hi. Yes or no?
No. No.
All right.
Mr. Palastro.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, motion carries. Okay. Thank you. Okay, now we have to vote on the final for the appropriations. Do I hear a motion to set our appropriation budget at $48,092,560?
No move.
Motion by Carlo?
Just that new. $48,048,092,560.
Got it. Yep.
Do
I
hear a
second? I'll second it.
Second by Rose. I don't think we can have discussion because this is just a total. All in favor?
Aye.
Who's the motion? Aye. Made the motion. I'm sorry.
I think it was Carlo.
Thank you, Carla.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. So we have a budget. We have to go to the revenue side really quick, and then we vote on the mill rate, and then we can all have a hamburger or something. All right, revenue. There it is, just like magic. Okay, any, let's hear a motion first, and then if anybody has questions on the revenue, we can look at. So I need a motion to set our revenue, which is the 6,000 department, in the same amount of $48,092,560. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Rob?
Yes.
Second by Ray.
Second by Ray. Any questions on the revenue? Anything at all? We can look at it. Be glad to.
Can you repeat that number, please?
$48,092,560. The same as the appropriation side.
Okay.
Balance. Does anybody have any questions on that? We good? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
I was opposed or a late aye? What was that, Jim?
I'm four. Aye.
Okay, it was just late. A later aye. A slow aye. Okay, then the motion passes, and our last would be the mill rate. Are we in agreement on that, Keith? Are we good? Oh, we have to disperse. If we take it into account to the amounts, who needs to mute? Somebody needs to mute in a big way. If we take into account these amounts and we have faith in the Derby people that they will, 99% of them will do their property tax, that would give us a new mill rate of 43.85, which is up from last year, 1.98 mils. Basically, 2 mils. So if in the vote, it will incorporate the recovery rate of 99. If you don't like that, then that would be where you would be against this. I believe that we can do it. So do I hear a motion to accept a new mill rate for Derby of 43.85 mils?
I'll make the motion, Rob.
Motion by Rob. Do I have a second?
Second by Ray.
Second by Ray. Too bad it wasn't Roy. It could be Rob Roy. That would be so cool. Discussion. Any questions or discussion on this?
Yeah, it was a lot of hard work, but we got down well below the 4.23 that was going to go up.
Yes, yes. Large part, I would have to say thanks to Keith, did a lot of calculating. I think he probably wore out about 2 calculators here. Appreciate that.
No, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure, my honor.
Very good. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and we got a budget. We got a preliminary budget. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, Judy.
You guys are the best.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Okay, we will have our, did we decide on Monday night for our public hearing, which is going to be very interesting being on the computer, and we would follow that immediately with the final adoption.
Is that correct? Ma'am. That is correct.
That worked for everybody.
6 o'clock
Monday?
Yes, we'll start at 6 o'clock public hearing, and the meeting will follow immediately following.
Okay, and if all possible, we need everybody there for the public hearing. Just to remind you, because we have some new members during the public hearing, it's the chance for the public to speak. We cannot answer questions and we cannot argue with them. We just listen so we can see how they're feeling, okay? But since you're on Zoom and you might be on camera, then you should really dress up.
No pajamas?
No. Yeah, if you're going to wear pajamas, your best ones, okay? The nice ones.
Judy, that's at 6 o'clock, correct?
6 o'clock, okay. Monday.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, so I will, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
You got
I'll make the motion
Rose.
By a bunch of people. Rose, we'll pick Rose. Second?
Second.
Second by Chris. This meeting is adjourned at 9:10.
Have a good night, everyone.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Thank you, everyone.